Okay, guys, we're back here to wrap up the Cornell Economics Report. We got about 10 minutes in this segment. So, Jimmy, the microphone is yours, sir.
Oh, sure, Alan. Hopefully you'll ask questions as we go along with this. So I think there's a real question in my mind. Ultimately, what will the impact be to America if this weaponization of government, using the Department of Justice, using the angle, very obscure angles in the law in order to attack your political opposition. You wonder where that will go. And in our nation, where you have a lot of alternative news and media sites that, you know, the Democrats and progressives and the country, actually the government, have a tremendous influence over the major media corporations. And a lot of that is because the major media corporations are dependent upon their listeners, and their listeners are primarily in those dense urban areas, and they're kind of more progressive or left. They don't want to lose their subscribers, like the Washington Post and the New York Times. So they're afraid to actually publish anything that might counter the narrative. And of course, there's tremendous ties with government officials, really since the Obama administration, where the government will directly contact and provide information to the media and the journalists, and the media and the journalists just take it because really they don't have any analytical teams behind them anymore because the competition's so tight. Right. At the same time, you've got global corporate entities that really are looking at entertainment, and we've talked about this many times, but the potential for other global markets. So you've got this kind of nexus of the government, the corporate leadership, and then these media people, that kind of triad that push a narrative. However, in America, you do still have the Breitbart News. You've got, I won't say Drudge anymore because it's kind of bought out by the corporate entities, but you've got Citizen Free Press. You've got the Daily Wire, I think, is a very valuable news media outlet now that's getting more and more support. Newsmax, OANN, you know, these different networks that are beginning to rise as Fox and CNN and MSNBC begins to fall. So the question becomes, can this effort by a centralized government from basically pushing an effort to control the narrative and basically decapitate their opposition by indicting Trump in multiple ways, by threatening and intimidating Trump supporters, or actually just Republicans in general, will they be able to do this without creating basically a division that creates, you know, violence in America? And I don't, especially with the types of declines we were talking about the last segment in these urban areas, I don't see how they can actually successfully do this over a long period of time. I don't think they can control it that far, Al. I just don't think they can, in spite of their arrogance.
Now, Jimmy, when you say control it, define that term.
Yeah, so when I'm talking about actually controlling the narrative and controlling the population and then using the Department of Justice to push back, I mean, so by using the Department of Justice and the EPA and the IRS to target their political enemies, do they actually think they're going to be successful enough to silence all opposition in America? I don't think that they'll be it'll be possible for them to do that. I pray they won't be able to do that.
Right. Well, it's such an all-encompassing societal mess right now. I really don't even know where to start, Jim. You know, I would just suggest listeners, get in their cars. If you live in the Northwest, take a visit to Portland real quick. If you live in kind of central Washington, take a visit to Seattle. It's what I have seen is terrifying. I was not anywhere nearly as upset just a couple of weeks ago until I started traveling into these cities and having discussions about these cities from professional friends of mine. And they all say the same thing, interestingly enough, whether it's Seattle, Portland, or San Francisco. They all say It really is a bottomless pit of slime.
Well, let's say they're successful in eliminating their competition, their political opposition. Say that the government, using the media with corporate financial support and these rules that they've put in place that allow anybody to vote and almost no oversight.
Yeah.
Let's say they're successful. So what's the outcome? And this is where it really becomes, you know, do you want your city to be like Portland? Do you want your neighborhood to be violent? Do you want to have no police when you call 911? Or do you want your institutions and your economy to continue to decline? So the example that's being set by these leftist progressive ideologies is not good. And of course, throughout history, that's been the case with every socialist movement throughout time. Every single one has failed miserably to benefit its people. So what's going on with that? And it's hard for me to understand why you have Democrats that continue to push these agendas, that push the racist agenda, that push the gender issues, that push the open border issues, when it shows when it undermines their own communities. And I don't know if it can last without either a huge political pushback, which will cost them dramatically if, in fact, it's successful, because all of a sudden they'll be held accountable with the same standards that they're trying to hold their opposition accountable now, which would be ugly, or we get into violence, and you know, and we've already seen it, and we're seeing it actually in a broad level in the crime increases, but you also saw it unbelievably in the summer of 2020. So I'm a little disappointed with that, but I'm also still, there's some bad news out there, Al, but then there's some good news.
Give me some good news, Jimmy.
Okay, so let me start with the bad and then finish with the good. So 90% of the population in 2021 had faith in God, still believed in God, according to Gallup polling. Whether that's accurate or not, I don't know. So the bad news is it's only 74% in 2023. But here's the good news. The good news is it's still 74% of the population that have faith in a higher power and some basic moral beliefs. Now, is everyone perfect? No. Are they all make mistakes? Are we all human? Do we all sin? Absolutely. But ultimately, there is still a majority of Americans that believe, even the majority of Democrats, that believe in something higher, and maybe these efforts by the Democrats to push these basically ungodly, sinful policies down people's throats will push back on them. And hopefully, if we can get enough information out there for people to question the narrative that is being pushed by our government, that is being pushed by these corrupt individuals and being pushed by this corporate tyranny, we'll see some change. And when you see the Bud Light, you know, pushback, when you see the pushback against country music television on the Jason Aldean video, when you see a very large number of Americans that are beginning to say, you know what, I just don't buy into this. You see the school board meetings pushing against the sex education for kindergartners through third graders. You're seeing a movement that will be started and continue to grow as long as there's more people out there that believe there's something more important than just power.
Well, I'll tell you, Jimmy, the problem is the school board meetings, in my opinion, from what I've seen, people feel that's a very constructive way, an effective way to make changes. I have seen zero changes in the schools, Jim.
Well, certainly in Washington State, you're going to not see much because it's a bad, deep blue state. But Virginia, they're making headway. In Florida, they're making headway. In South Carolina, they're making headway. They're pushing back, and I think that's what we're going to see at a grassroots level: moms and families saying enough is enough.
Well, I hope you're right, Jim. You guys don't mean to just pound negativity out of this program, but you almost have to right now. Going to be back next week. Hope you're with us. We'll be right back.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.